this session is looking at our approach to the very first chord and similar places in the Brahms Requiem. And the first exercise would be practicing having the tonality right from the beginning on our ear and vocally, physically ready. So, for example, and also technically a nice loose and vibrant humming sound. So, for example, one thing that you can practice is you hear this, and we just sing, just that's already there in the down here. But that little feel of just a little bit of air coming down the nose as you start the hum. And then our note in the tenors, of course, is up here, so you that's the first thing. So you can, I'll play you the opening two bars, and then you just sing what will that C. So are you singing this note? If it was stressing you in any way, or if you just want to practice it, then you can put that part of the video, that last little bit of the video, on a loop or repeat it and just practice listening to the beginning. And it's almost like, say, inviting a C, nice and relaxed, no stress. Now I'm going to play from three bars before the first entry. And the idea is to do the same thing. When we get there, very easy, very loose, very stress-free to hum that first note. Here we go. You're humming. Okay. Really good practice to repeat that, sing the note, just so that you get to that stage where when you hear that music, there'd be no question of any other note, even trying to get in the way. Now, I'm going to use my snow for the moment. It's much vocally easier for me. Z, imagine. E, you're up here on the tenors. E, or E, Z, Z. Same thing, now using Z, E. Here's the note that you're on, yes? Again, really good practice to use that If you can either loop it or you just put it back, listen to it again. Every so often, when I hear those three bars, no stress. That's the sound that you are moved to make. Now we could do very usefully the same exercise, but over at just before letter E. And we have come to rest in this new key of D flat when just before this entry you've sung und bringen wir Gaben. So we're nicely in D flat. And that's also going to be your first note next, which is nice and helpful. But even still, let's do it that I play these four bars, and when we get to your entry, here we go. Do it with Z. You could do an interim of just E and then Z. So this time sing Z. And that's it. That you practice it so that it's just you could be barely concentrating and your body would react to that music by producing that sound, no stress. Okay. The entry two before E is a little bit delicate and can feel exposed. If I do two bars before that, we're hearing. Okay, again, just useful to have that. I'll play it one more time, and then you can maybe put the Z this time. Edit that one out. Let's play it again for you. Okay, so it just gives you as you'll hear later on in our last session, when I'm going to talk about ways of using the line tapes to our best advantage for all of us, any entry that you feel the first note can be stressful, then you just set the cursor to the two bars before, dip, hum the note, check it, do it again, and it's that process that, okay, I got it right that time, but it still stressed me. So let's do it until it becomes an automatic response, what singers often call having it on the body rather than simply sorted out in the head, yeah?